Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Cynthia from Bridal Tribe, and happy Wedding Wednesday as always. I want to say happy Wedding Wednesday to all of our Twitter followers and family and everybody on Facebook. I want to send a special shout out to C. Monique Daniels, who was a big help this week, and or rather, she's just been a big help with putting together Bridal Tribe magazine. And by the way, Bridal Tribe magazine launched today. It is out. It is ready. It is online for you to go ahead and purchase right on our website, bridaltribe.com. It's a special day for us, a special moment. We are so excited that it is actually out and up and running. So if you're ready, go on over to the website and purchase it, take a look at it. As always, we are about love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage, and you're going to find all of that in the magazine. Today, I know we normally talk to couples about marriage, and we talk to relationship therapists, and we talk to relationship coaches, everything. Today, we're going to kind of switch it up a bit and make a change and talk with a wedding planner. We will be talking with Ms. Sharon Patrice of Simply Perfect Peace Event about how to, you know, what questions you might have about planning a wedding. We get a lot of people who send us messages and say, you know, I was proposed to, I just got engaged, and I have no idea what to start doing or where to go next. Well, Sharon, or Shay, as we like to call her, I know she's smiling right now, is going to talk to you about what you could be doing next, and amongst other things. I'm not even going to keep you waiting. If you have any questions, please give us a call, 347-996-3160, questions or comments, or just to listen in if you want to. So right now I'm going to go ahead and bring Sharon in. Hey, Sharon. Hello. Are you there? Okay, we might be having a little bit of technical difficulty, so bear with us if you will while I try to get her in here. Okay. I'm going to have to go the way of Facebook and see if she's going to leave me a message about any technical difficulties. In the meantime, again, if you have any questions, just give us a call, 347-996-3160. I'm going to try again and bring her in. Hold the phone. Hello? Oh, boy. I think we don't have dead air because I'm talking. But while we're fixing everything, I'll give you an idea of what we came to talk about. We all watch the show. Well, some of us watch the show Bridezillas. And there are people out there who actually think that it's okay to behave this way, to behave, you know, and be rude and demanding and screaming and yelling. And some people don't realize that a lot of that is staged for television. Sharon, are you there? If you hear me typing, please, I apologize. We're just chatting back and forth and asking about where she is. Hey, Sharon.
Hello.
There you are.
I'm not sure what happened. I was sitting there like, oh, da, 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 da.
And I'm like,
Right.
I got a little uncomfortable in my little fuzzy slippers. I was like, come on now, I got comfortable.
Okay, I'm sitting in this hot robe like, okay.
Well, I've already introduced you, so why don't you tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you do?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Sharon Patrice, and I am the owner and lead planner at Simply Perfect Peace Events here in Chicago. That's in the Chicagoland area.
Yay, Chi-Town.
Yay, raise the roof. That is who I am. That's where I live, and that is what I do. I have a passion. I am passionate about weddings, events, and design.
Yay. So we are actually talking to a wedding planner who can answer all of our questions. Tell us a little bit about how you got started and how long you've been doing it.
Oh, how did I get started? Well, like probably most entrepreneurs, I started doing it for free, for family.
Isn't that how it always is?
And I was always. I was doing everybody's birthday party, everybody's everything. And at one point, my sister asked me to plan one of her good friend's wedding. That had to be, 20, I was fresh out of high school, so it was a while ago.
I was about to say, you're going to just give away a number like that?
Right. It was a while ago. And so I did her wedding. It was in her backyard. And it was my first time out, but I had a great time doing it. She was an easy bride because she knew absolutely nothing about planning, but she knew what her outcome needed to be. Mm-hmm. And from there, you know, I was in corporate America. I worked at Blue Cross Blue Shield, where I worked for a vice president of IT. So I planned upper management corporate events. Mm-hmm. And then in 2009, you know, fast forward, you know, through all those years of planning things for free, I left Blue Cross in 2009, and I started Simply Perfect Peeps full time.
Nice.
So, yes.
And you did touch on a little bit about one of the subjects that we will be discussing, which is the type of bride that a person can be, which is going to be really, mm-hmm. really cool. In fact, why don't we just go into that? We chatted a little earlier about personalities of brides and personalities of planners.
Yes.
Why don't we start with the different types of brides? And we named them. We had a little fun naming them. We said there's the Bridezilla. So why don't we start with Bridezilla, which is right now the most commonly known one for some reason.
I think they believe it's cute.
And it's not.
Bridezilla's, no, it's not at all. It's just not necessary to act like that. It's almost like, you know, when you were growing up and you act out in the store.
Mm-hmm.
I really think, I know, you know, we're not supposed to be violent and all that stuff, but those girls need a whooping. They really need to be, where they act up at is where they need to get it at. They just act so ugly, and it's so unnecessary. And I find with watching that a lot of those girls, they get so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
They put so much on their plate, mm-hmm. and they don't have an outlet. They don't have an outlet. So when their friends and their loved ones are looking at them like, what is the big deal? It's just a wedding. They lose it. They completely lose it because no one, they're not vested like they are. They're not invested in, and they're not emotionally tied to the wedding like that bride is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that they just completely lose it. And they don't have anybody there to say, you know what? You know, Amanda, really, it's going to be okay. You know, let me call the florist. You know, let me take some of this off of your hands. They're mm-hmm. just doing way too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And of course,
well, that's my outlook on a bridezilla.
I don't know. I think it's got to be a little bit more than that because I've met some brides who, I mean, let's face it, planning a wedding is stressful. It can be very stressful with everything that's going on,
yes.
dealing with family, dealing with trying to create your perfect look and, you know, all the mm-hmm. different personalities involved. But some of those, I mean, I haven't watched the show recently, but some of the behaviors, you cannot tell me that that's stress. Somebody, they're just acting out.
Yeah, it makes me roll my eyes. I sit here sometimes and, like, roll my eyes at the television. It's like, girl, stop.
Yeah, no,
really,
I can't watch
stop.
It anymore.
Like, the other day, the girl was sitting in the middle of the street drunk, which was, can't even talk about that. She's drunk, sitting in the middle of the street in her wedding gown, crying and screaming at people passing.
Oh, my goodness.
But you know what? If you look deeper into that, if you actually follow them and, like, pay attention to their lifestyle, something's missing. Either they have a troubled relationship with, you know, their parent, or they have or their sister, or the in-laws. There's some trouble there, and I think it comes out, you know, with that, you know, coupled with the stress, it just makes them just completely ridiculous.
Okay. I hope you brought you.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
We'll talk later about what you really want to say. Now, let's talk a little bit about the do-it-yourself bride. You had a certain description of a do-it-yourself bride. What are the characteristics?
That bride knows what she wants. Mm-hmm. She knows what she wants, and she has time to implement some of it. She has the time to figure, you know, she's on Pinterest, she's on all the Etsy shops. She's looking around and she's getting ideas, and she has her entire living room filled with vases and party favors. It may not go together, but she has an idea of what she wants her day to look like, how she wants it, not as much how she wants it to flow. Because execution is different than planning and coordinating.
Say that. You need to say that again. Trust me, you need to say that again.
Execution is different from planning and coordinating. So she has an idea. She knows how she wants it to go. Okay? She knows what she wants it to look like. So she's out gathering. You know, she's at the dollar store. Everywhere she sees little things, she's picking up pieces to her puzzle. That's what that DIY bride is doing. She's picking up pieces to her puzzle, and what she'll end up finding, what I've seen most times, she'll get closer to that date. She has all these pieces together, but now it's time to actually make it happen. And you can't walk down the aisle and fix centerpieces.
This is true.
And tell the bridesmaids how, you know, where to line up, and make sure your cake is delivered. You can't do all of that. But that DIY bride knows what, you know, she knows what she wants.
Right. And you said she's crafty. That's one thing that I like that you said.
Very crafty. Yes, she's very crafty.
You
know,
so
she probably likes paper, you know, and, you know, to make things. She likes paper. She probably made a card, or, you know, she may have at one time made the church program, or, you know, helped out with the class reunion. She's done those things. She's planned, you know, her niece's birthday party. She's done those things. So she's pretty, she's crafty. She can put some things together if she has to.
Right. And then we talked about the cheap bride. Let's get a nice description of what the cheap bride is like.
Yeah, she's different from the DIY. She is at the dollar store. She's getting her everything for her wedding. She has plastic on the table. She's doing everything to drive me nuts.
Okay, you know what? Maybe I should have saved her for last, because she's going to lead us into our next conversation, which is budget. But right now you said that your ideal bride is the guidance bride, the one who kind of knows what she wants, but she's open to your suggestions. And let's get a description of our guidance bride.
Yes, the guidance bride. She likes purple and red. She likes purple and red. She wants it at. She has this castle, you know, that she's researched. She has an idea of what her bridesmaids' dresses will look like. And now, can you help me figure out what's next?
Okay, so she does have some ideas about what it is that she wants and how she wants things to look, but she's always
right.
open to
she is yes
what a planner is
some guidance she's
yes.
open to guidance
nice
she said, and that's what she needs. She wants and needs someone to come in and say, okay, let's slow down for just a moment. Yes, the castle is nice, these colors are nice. Now let's figure out how we really want this to look.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really going for? What do you want your guests to feel, to see, to taste, to hear? Let's pull all this together. And then after we get all this part together, then let's move forward.
Mm-hmm.
She has, she's not going to be the one that's sitting down in her living room floor doing centerpieces. No, she is not.
Right. She knows. She already knows what it needs to look like. She just wants you to go get it.
Yes, now that I've told you what I need it to look like, you've gotten your scope of work. I mean, I know that's another area,
mm-hmm.
but you've gotten the idea of what I want. Now, can you bring me some people to take a look at? Let me see if we jive.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we figure that out, then we can go forward.
Okay.
That's the guidance, right?
Okay.
She's right there in the middle.
Nice. And our last one, of course, is the working bride.
The working bride. I said this earlier. It's like, I'm engaged. Ah! That's all the time she has. After
right.
that scream, she's done.
Right.
Now,
she needs the full service treatment.
She needs full service treatment. I know I'm getting married. I told him we could get married on this day. I don't have anything else. Well, what's your color theme? I haven't even thought about it. But here's my schedule. Let's see if we can, you know, fit some time in here and we can talk about it. How about you email or send me a text? Can we
wow.
Skype?
Wow.
That's that busy. Most times they work, so they work full time and they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, I mean, they're excited about their wedding. They just don't have the time
mm-hmm.
that it takes to even research, you know, the venue or research the color, to really sit down and process what a color scheme.
Mm-hmm.
So with that bride, I would have to really go through a lot, you know, a lot more work to
mm-hmm.
figure out what are your likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm. Almost like giving an interview,
you know,
or a true interview for it.
Yes,
for
a true interview.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I would start with what don't you like. What are your dislikes first? Let's rule out all those things. Now, after we've gone through all the colors, we have three left.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, then we move from there. That bride
right.
is open to a lot of creativity. That bride is open to a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And because they're professional, they can be very, that bride can be almost on the anal side.
I can understand that. Like
mm-hmm.
I can understand that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just to recap, we have Bridezilla, we have the cheap bride, we have the do-it-yourself bride, we have the guidance bride, and we have the working bride.
Yes.
Let's also talk about the types of planners you might run into. What are the personalities of the types of planners you might run into?
Now, there are three different types of... You can have the planner that, you know, you have a planner, you have a coordinator, you have a designer.
Right. Well, no, we definitely got that, but
okay.
we were talking about the attitudes
mm-hmm.
and the personality. We were talking about the pushover, the mild-mannered.
Oh, them. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
them.
Yes.
I like what you said.
No,
oh,
I mean,
them.
Was attending, yeah, them. Was attending a lot of network events. You run into a lot of different personalities, different mm-hmm. styles and people. You know, after you've seen them a while, you get to know, like, okay, I can see, you know, your style. You do have that planner coordinator, which is, she's very, she really needs to be an assistant.
Because
she doesn't command space. You know, she's there, but nobody really knows she's there. You know, that's that planner where you're at an event saying, where's the planner? Is that her? Oh, I didn't even know. And not because she's out of the way, but because she's almost invisible. And she doesn't have a presence.
Okay. And then, that's the pushover wonderful.
That would be a pushover.
Right. And now
everybody is running her. The caterers run her. She may have a timeline, but the caterer says, "Well, I think we should do it this way." Okay. That's the pushover planner.
Right. And our mild-mannered planner.
Mild-mannered, she's not a pushover, but she's not angry. Yeah, that angry syndrome. She's not angry. Like,
so wait,
you know,
do we have angry planners?
I've heard. So I've heard that some of them get a little brutal.
Okay. But I think we call that.
Like
command.
I told you, that takes so much work. That takes so much work to remember to be almost mean.
Right.
To people.
Right.
That makes for a very long day. Have to.
Wow. All right. So
the amount of
manners,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah, your mild manner. She's right above that pushover.
Mm-hmm.
And she can get the job done, but she's real even keel. Like, oh, okay. You know, nothing really kind of tilts her one way or the other.
Okay.
Oh, it'll be fine. We'll get it done.
Right. And now keep in mind, listeners, that, you know, we're not bashing. We're just letting you know about the different personalities.
Oh, not at all.
Right, that can work for you. If you work
mm-hmm.
best with a pushover, that might be what you need. And you
that
might need, right, you might need the mild-mannered. Let's go right into the commanding planner.
Yeah, the commanding planner, when she walks into the rehearsal, everyone knows that's the planner. Because he or she walks into the room, she introduces herself, she gets right to business.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's pleasant, but you know that she's there to take care of business. You know that if something happens that needs to be taken care of, that is the person that's going to take care of it. She,
right.
I mean, the others always, they always have the best interests of the couple, you know, in their mind. But you know that, okay, I'm not going to worry about if there's an issue. If there's a guest that shows up that I didn't really want, I know that my planner is going to handle that in the
mm-hmm.
right way.
Mhm. Mhm. Okay. So we've got all three of those, and we've
mm-hmm.
got the description of the brides.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about the process, because one of the biggest questions is, what do I do next? So, you know, after they kind of find someone that they can work with, what's the next process?
The next process, actually, after you determine what type of bride you are,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, be true to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you know that you are crazy and nuts,
mm-hmm.
own it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit down with the planner, you may not want a crazy planner. Two crazy people together will not work. You know, you may want to find somebody that's
chaos.
A little. That's almost the natural way to happen. You may want to look for a planner that's a little more mild-mannered. You know, not quite as commanding, but she will take your vision and work it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already very strong. Now, if you aren't very strong, if you know that someone will say, well, it's 250 today, and then they can change their mind tomorrow, and you'll be like, okay. You may want to go with that stronger planner that can say no. According to our documents, it says 250. We're not budging because our money can spend anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And walk out the door, and you know that she hasn't blown your entire wedding, but she's made
right.
a good decision on your behalf.
Well,
after you've done that, yep, you have your style, you have your planner style. Now you're ready to set a realistic budget.
Let's get into budget. How important is the budget? Please stress how important the budget is when it comes to planning your wedding.
Your budget is your driving force. Everything comes from your budget.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be realistic. Again, stay true to yourself. You have to be realistic. If you know that you only have $10,000, if that's what you have, you and your fiancé have sat down and you said, this is all we can afford to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because a good I mean, all planners are good. You know, I toot our horns, toot toot. A planner will, we can spend all of your money, all of it. Everything you have in the bank, your neighbors, everything, we can spend it all. But that's not what we want to do. The goal of a planner is to keep you in that budget, mm-hmm. not just to take orders from you, but to be able to say to you, Leslie, I know you wanted Dove, but this is not in your budget.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take care of some other things first, and then maybe there's something left over, we can do that.
Okay. And when it comes to the budget, because, you know, there are so many things that you can spend money on when it comes to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
First question, what's included in your budget and what are the hierarchies of it? You know, if, you know, mm-hmm. do we include the dress? Do we include the flowers? What's included in the budget? What are the main items?
Your venue is going to be your most expensive. I tell mm-hmm. brides to, they're looking at their budget, include everything minus their honeymoon and their attire.
Mm-hmm. Venue, honeymoon, and attire.
No. That venue needs to be in that budget.
Okay.
But your honeymoon and your attire, do not include that in your budget.
Okay. I hope they're listening.
Yeah, when you look at your budget, let's say, okay, how much do we have to spend on our venue?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I need to do flowers. Because unless your venue is at like a rec center or something,
mm-hmm.
catering is going to be included. So that your venue is your space and your catering.
Okay.
Then you'll need flowers. You'll need photography. You need like your bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll go down to, goes down like further down, you'll have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
But start at that very top, like my venue. If I can get that number taken care of,
mm-hmm.
then you'll be able to keep going. And it'll feel good.
Good.
Because that will be your most expensive item.
Goody. Now, I mean, for those who were so overwhelmed by just the proposal and now wondering what your next step is, you know that you now have to really consider your budget, and that the first thing you really need to consider is the big ticket item will
mm-hmm.
be the venue, and your dress
Correct.
Is not included in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Dress and honeymoon, you
nope.
said, right? Okay.
Dress and honeymoon. For one thing, he takes care of the honeymoon, typically, okay? He takes care of the honeymoon. Now,
typically,
your dress,
the groom,
I mean,
takes care of it?
The groom, yeah.
I'm definitely mm-hmm. going to post that later on Facebook. Typically.
Yes.
Okay.
Typically,
go on.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in modern times, and, you know, we do things together. But mm-hmm. typically, he takes care of that. And the reason I say not to include that dress in your budget, because parents may take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
A parent may take care of your dress. Or, ladies, we know how we see something we like. We can save and save and save, and we'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put into your budget, like, oh, I can only spend, you know, if your budget is $10,000, you have your eye on this, I don't know, $1,300, $2,500 dress,
mm-hmm.
that's not going to happen. But if you've had your savings or wherever you've gotten your wedding money from, and then you're going to work, you can take out money, just like Fairway. And get,
right.
and get the dress that you want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Try not to combine the two, because then if you can put your dress in there, then you need to put your shoes in there, then you need to put your jewelry in there, then you,
oh.
it just keeps going. Put your hair in there, then put your makeup in there. Mm-mm.
That is,
that
I mean, that's really good to know, because I also know like a number of individuals who, after the proposal, kind of realized that they never really did save to, you know, for their wedding. They're kind of like either going to have a longer engagement than they expected, or they're like
mm-hmm.
paying for everything along the way. They, you know, they might have a little bit of, they have $5,000 in their savings, but,
right.
you know, they now have to really kind of sit down with someone and say, where do I start?
Right.
So
right.
this is.
And if you only have $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And like, again, just be realistic and understand once you've chosen a planner coordinator, that this is an extension of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important that the cohesiveness is there, that you can trust this person. I mean, you're sharing very personal information. This person is in the nitty-gritty of all of your business.
Mm-hmm.
They know what you know.
Right. They become your family, you know, for a moment.
That's
because
right.
You're right. They're like in every piece. They're going to see the drama. They're going to see the crying. They're going to see the happy.
That's
they
right.
know how much money you're spending.
That's right.
They're really
and
are.
You have to be able to trust that they're not on Facebook saying, you know, tell everybody all your business.
Oh, wow. That's, you know what? That is really a good thing to say, that trust and confidentiality are very important characteristics of your planner.
Mm-hmm.
That they really do have to be a trustworthy person, since they're going to be, like you say, all in your business.
Correct. Right. So that's why when you're choosing that planner, you know, just, you know, it's important. It's good to, you know, check their credentials, and, you know, they've been doing it for, you know, 75 years. They have, you know, 16 degrees. All that's wonderful. But if you two don't gel, if you can't invite that planner to your house for tea and grits, that's what I'm eating, tea and grits. If you're not comfortable with that planner, knowing that you really want to spend $30,000, but you only have $20,000, that's not the planner for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like you have to impress your planner, that is not the planner for you.
That is, you know what, I don't even understand that concept. I mean, I heard it, but I'm like, why would you want to impress your planner? I'm sure that's just
my
personality.
Well, because we walk in the door. Mm-hmm. I mean, we walk into the door. We have our iPads. We have our iPhones. We have our, all, we have portfolios. We have just so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have so much because we're trying to impress. You know, we're walking like we're business savvy. So here you are, a bride, sitting on the side, like, looking at this, you know, he or she, like, wow, they've got it all together. Let me have it all together, too. And having it all together is relative. Because at the end of the day, this is your life. They can take every penny you've ever had, and next week they'll move on to the next one.
Wow.
You have to remain true. Have to.
Yeah, no, that's, I'm like, I can't even, it's, please, brides, know yourself. Don't try to impress the planner.
Do not. No, do not. Like, even when you go like, to a florist, you know, you have these ideas of grandeur, you know, you have to sit back. And that's what the planner will do. Say, okay, I know you want, you know, 3 dozen roses. You can only afford 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
If you aren't comfortable saying that, I will.
Right. Right.
Because,
okay,
you know, you're sitting at the table, and, you know, I may be moving ahead too fast, but you're sitting on the other table, on the side of the table of a vendor,
mm-hmm,
and they're trying to sell their product. They don't, you know, they may ask your budget, but they're really trying to get you to go above it.
Okay, so is that a place where the planner also comes in? You will deal with the vendors for them to keep them on their budget?
Correct. That's part of negotiating.
Okay. Okay. And you're negotiating, and, you know, you're working yourself and working what. So you actually do kind of like, if they want a certain thing and they can, you can help drive down the price, you will do that for them?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah.
That is one of the responsibilities of a planner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is. To get in there and negotiate for you and be your voice. And be your voice. I mean, because it's an overwhelming process. You have to think about it. You're talking to so many different people. You're hearing so many numbers, and you're so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've shown you this picture of this bouquet that is absolutely stunning. It's blamed out. It's just gorgeous. And it's $300.
No.
And before you know it, you said, yes, I love it. You say, well, wait a minute.
Right. A vendor is trying to sell a product.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And after you sign with your planner, that planner, it's a team. Like, we're in this together.
Mm-hmm. You and your planner have to become a team. I like it.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So we did the budget thing, and I guess addressing issues. You know, the big one that we said we were going to discuss was... Why are you already laughing?
Because this is funny.
We were supposed to discuss, or we are going to discuss, the difference between the coordinator and a planner, the venue coordinator and your wedding planner. We need for people to understand the difference so that when they walk into a venue and they think that the coordinator is really there for them, to talk to us about that. Tell me some distinct differences between the venue coordinator, where you're going to be having your wedding or your ceremony or your reception or both, and the job of the wedding planner. What are the distinct differences?
Okay. Banquet facilities, various venues have what they call on-site coordinators. Mm-hmm. An on-site coordinator is that person that you speak to when you come in, when you have your appointment. You sit down, they look at your wedding date, you make sure it's available, they ask you for an estimate of your guests, and then you have to finalize, you know, a month or 2 weeks beforehand, and they may have linen available, they get your setup. That's what an on-site coordinator does. That's it.
Okay.
They've gotten the logistics. Mm-hmm. They'll make sure that it's set up according to the specifications. They'll make sure that your food is relatively hot. And they have enough staff to take care of your guests. And they'll make sure that you're out on time.
I've seen that happen. They definitely do try to make sure that you are out on time.
And why do they do that? Because they're the on-site coordinator. They're... goal, their primary responsibility is to protect that venue against any type of lawsuits. Yes, they will make sure that your guests, if you dropped your fork, they will get you another one. They will make sure that your guests are comfortable. They will not handle any issues if a guest does not have an escort card and they don't know where to sit. They're not going to find that guest a table. They are not going to call your bakery if your cake is not delivered on time. If your your cake topper is not there, they are not going to go back to your hotel room and try to find it. They are not. They're going to move things right along and get you right out the door.
Right. I mean, because when I was helping a friend with her wedding, when you get there, I mean, the way that they treat you, of course, is they're very personable and they're very nice, and you know, they make it seem like they're there to do any and everything that you need.
Right.
And
they are within reason.
Within reason, I think, is what some people need to know about, because when you're under the impression that they're there for you, you really do think they're going to really run around and do absolutely everything, and then you might get a rude awakening, as you said, if you can't find something or you need something. They're like, well, no, that's not what we do. That's not our job.
Right.
So
they want to make sure that you stay according to time. If your reception is to start at 6 and your dinner starts at 7:30, they want to make sure that dinner is out at 7:30 and that you're out at 10:30 or 11 o'clock. That's what they're going to do.
Okay.
And they're not going to help your DJ connect. They're not going to do any. If you have a special request for your DJ, they're not going to come and ask you and then go and tell your DJ. You will not even see them. They're very pleasant when you go for your initial consultation. Very. And they're nice people. They are. They're nice people. They're running a business.
Right. We just want you to know what to expect overall.
Yes.
So that you don't go in without knowing or just thinking the wrong thing. Know that they are there for the venue and not for you and the family. And they're going to be nice because, you know, they want the check and the money.
That's right. So on your wedding day, your aunt, your cousin, someone will have to serve as your day of coordinator, because the venue is not going to they're not going to be in your bridal suite with you to make sure that you're receiving what you need as a bride.
Mm-hmm.
You will be a client, a customer of theirs.
Right, and with the planner,
your guest will be there.
Right, the planner experience is different from the on-site coordinator, because you will do those things. You are more, as you say, vested.
Mm-hmm.
You're as vested in the ceremony and everything as the bride is, to make sure that it goes off without a hitch, to make sure, you know, that she's comfortable, to make sure everything keeps running, you know, smoothly and at least as on time as possible.
Exactly. You know, because whether you are a full service, midpoint, or day of, you've built some type of relationship with this planner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either he or she has seen you the entire, you know, for 18 months or for 3 months. But they've spent time with you. They know your heart. That's the difference. They know your heart. And for them, it's more than just a wedding. To them, it's more than just a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They've
mm-hmm.
taken it on personal, like, you know, this is my niece's wedding. You
right.
know what I mean? If you spend so much time into something, now that it becomes yours, because, you know, it's not yours. But
right.
it becomes like it's a family member. You know, like, I really care that this, you know, you've seen the bride cry. You've seen her happy. You've seen all these emotions that she's put into this day, and you want her, the end result of a smiling bride makes everything else worth it. Everything.
Mhm. Mhm. And I mean, I would think that's why a planner became a planner, because they are really vested in making this event one to remember for the couple,
yes.
for the family.
Correct.
Mhm.
Yep. I know at ABC, they tell us to the motto was to be a guest at your own, at your own wedding.
Mhm.
Because just think about it, whether you spent $550,000. It's yours. You should be able to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running around and you're exhausted, but you can't even hardly do your first dance, how much fun was that?
Like, yeah, that's
true.
Then
you're married, but you won't be able to say that you had a good time.
That's true. That's true. Because I've definitely been a witness of that too. Where, I mean, everybody's just running so much that by the time you just say I do, you're already tired and ready to lay down and take a nap.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's what a planner is supposed to help you do.
Mm-hmm.
Relieve some of that stress, allow you to just have a good time,
mm-hmm.
to mingle with your guests and not worry about, everybody hopes that nothing will happen. There will be no fires to put out. But just in case there is,
yeah, we know that there is.
To deal with it.
Right.
There's always
true.
Something.
But we know that there is.
Always something. Something always comes up. I don't care how great your itinerary is, your timeline. On that day, something comes up, and you're just like, oh, great, okay. And you deal with it, and hopefully that you don't even have to mention it to the bride because it's just resolved.
Okay. All right.
And an on-site coordinator, I can't say if they would do that because they don't know your likes and dislikes.
Mm-hmm. They haven't gotten to know you either way.
Mm-mm.
Right. Because like you said, you kind of just come in for consultation, and then you might come in for tasting.
Mm-hmm. Come make your payments.
Right. And that just might be it.
Right. They don't know that, your uncle, they don't know the story about the uncle or the aunt or the cousin. You know,
mm-hmm.
they don't know those stories that,
right. Which
that you're a planner.
Right, and mm-hmm. please keep this person away from the bar, and
right.
keep this one over here.
Right, boy, all those little things.
Yes, the little things do make a difference. So the planner does take care, just to be clear, the planner will take care of the little things and the little situations that an on-site coordinator would not have, true knowledge and access to.
Correct.
Okay. Now, as a planner, because a lot of people are under the impression that, you hire a planner, they plan your wedding, the wedding is over, everything is done, and everybody just goes their merry little way. Some individuals are not aware that your wedding planner is not just a wedding planner, that you guys can provide more than just wedding planning services. Give me a short list of some of the things that, you know, you can take care of.
I was thinking about this earlier after we spoke.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we help with proposals.
Okay.
We help with proposals, and then you get into the wedding planning, and then you have the showers, then you have anniversaries, you have birthday parties, you have, I just really want to do something special for him. Can you help me plan something? And it's more of just being like the organization of it. You know, we all have ideas, but you, again, you build a relationship with this person, and you trust them. And they, you know, they know you. So they can help plan, you know, your kid's now graduating. I'd like to have a party. What do you think about this? It's almost like that Rolodex.
Right.
You have someone at your disposal that you can now reach out to for any of life's events.
Nice, right. You actually will and can coordinate life events. So you don't have to send your wedding planner away. They're there with you for life. It's kind of like, you know, one of our slogans is from the ring to the dress and through the vows, we're dedicated to love. And
yes.
When you said that to me, that it really brought that to mind. I'm like, exactly. You're not there just to leave after the wedding, you know, for babies, your knowledge and base of vendors, you can, you know, funerals, you know, any kind of life event, like you say.
All of it.
It sounds like slightly morbid, but in those times when you know that a situation can be stressful and you know someone is organized enough to kind of step in, that's when you call that person.
That's
that
when you call them.
It, right, with your most important day, with what one considers their most important day.
I have a client. I did a wedding. Then I did the parents' birthday parties. And then I did the sisters. And then I saw social media. I saw that they actually had a death in the family. And I just, you know, simply, you know, said, you know, my regrets. Well, they needed linen. They needed other things for the repast.
Right.
So it was just natural for them to say, like, okay, you know, I just called one day, like, you know, we found some linen, but it was this price. Can you get it cheaper? Absolutely. And, you know, just to be able to use those resources to keep them, you know, through life, like you're saying, just through life.
Right. They're going to be
there
for
your life. Just doesn't stop after the wedding. Life, just, it doesn't. And it doesn't have to. The relationship doesn't have to end after it. Unless, of course, you're a bridezilla and the planner changes their number.
I love that a planner would actually change their number. That
like,
is hilarious. Hilarious. Let me stop for a second. For those of you who are listening via internet and you want to, because we've actually got like another 10 minutes for the show. So if you want to call in and listen on the phone, the number is 347-996-3160, and you can call in. Press number 1 if you would like to make a comment or have a question. If not, that's okay. Just stay on hold and listen. That's fine, too. And or if you're just listening on the internet, again, thank you. We're so happy that you are. But now let's take some time to find out about what you do, because you are in the Chicago area and we do have a lot of listeners that may not know about you, although I find that hard to believe because you're always doing something where you are. I'm always seeing all kinds
of
posts. Every time I look at a post, I'm like, what's she doing now?
So I've heard, yes, and I'm always doing something.
Yes, so let's talk about the different things that you do within your business that are not just wedding planning, because I've seen some interesting things these past couple of weeks.
Yes, I am. Okay, I am a planner. I plan all corporate, private, and social events. And I say it that way because sometimes, like lately, Well, I have this thing called Soothing Saturday with Shay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an opportunity for ladies to get together to just relax. It's very soothing, and what we talk about or what we do on that particular day is, it's not planned out like a year in advance. It could be anything. This last session was a boudoir sweats photo session.
Mm-hmm.
And
tell us
it was
what
geared
that is,
towards.
I don't know.
That
a boudoir
is.
Boudoir photo session.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is. It can be a little risque. It's fun. It's very empowering. It's getting in touch with what I call that inner vixen or that inner tigress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, embracing that alter ego. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we as women, working women, we get caught up. We just get so drabbed sometimes. And we don't have an opportunity to be like we were maybe in our younger years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, we would just throw caution to the wind. So this
so
last session was.
Session?
Yeah, it was a photo session. Yes, yes, yes. I had a photo session and I also had chair dance lessons.
Nice.
Where someone came in and taught the art of chair seduction.
Okay. Okay, so ladies.
I had a lady that,
listening.
Yeah. Oh, it was enjoyable. It was enjoyable.
I mean, I can only imagine that, especially if you've been married a long time or not even married a long time, you just
mm-hmm.
might want to spice things up with your husband.
Yes.
And it's
yep.
nice to come together with other ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And have a nice discussion and learn something new that you can take home
mm-hmm.
and shock the heck out of your husband.
Exactly. I mean, we discussed the books, you know, 50 Shades of Grey, and it was just very open and free.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that one. And then, like, next month, you know, it'll be geared towards, like, health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do Zumba and, you know, maybe some belly dancing and things along that nature. Bring some canned goods. We can donate. You know, October we did a portion of the proceeds to go to breast cancer awareness, and like to give back as much as possible.
I really like it because you're creating a nice community of people. Because like I like to really just basically hang with my friends. I don't hang out a lot, but I'm trying to mm-hmm. get back into kind of like being a little more social. Because, you know, especially when you're dealing in business, your business is your life. Your business and your family is your life.
Yes,
so
your entire life.
Exactly. It absorbs everything, and it's really difficult to become social. So the fact that you're creating an area where you can be social with other individuals, with other ladies, and have open discussions and share the things that you do, I love that it's creating this kind of community of wives and women.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, whether you're, you know, 25 or 55, you know, as the woman, we give up so much for our families. And the sacrifices that we make, and it's just hard sometimes to break away. So since that applies to me, I know it applies to other ladies.
Yes.
I just know it does.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like one of those no pressure, you know, let your guy know. It's like from 4 to 8. It's not even like a long, you know, drawn out evening. It's just a little time to slip away, laugh and giggle and just be girls.
Yes.
And then
yes.
go back home.
Yes. Tell the listeners where they can find you and find some of these events. And just give us an overall of, you know, your website, everything. Where can we find Shay?
Okay, my website is simplyperfectpeace.com. And on the website, I just have just basic information about the packages and who I am. I'm a wife, mother, blogger, you know, duopreneur. And it just gives like a slight overview of who I am, the person.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a blog, which is Designs by Shay, .com. And I give some tips on there. I haven't blogged in a while, so don't hold it against me. But I give tips. And on Mondays, I like to give motivational, you know, wedding motivation, things that will just help people during the planning process because it gets stressful, or like tips for marriage. I give a disclaimer that I'm not a counselor. I'm just living life,
okay,
learning
okay.
and sharing.
All right, now back it up.
That's
back it up now, because you say you have Because, see, you're just dropping this on me now. I didn't know about this. Back it up. Now, you said that you kind of give tips.
I do.
About weddings. What does this entail? Do you get a bunch of kind of brides together, and they come and see you, and you guys kind of just discuss things to kind of put them back on track? What happens?
Well, now, see, that's something different. Now, on my blog, I just do, like, little write-ups. Mm-hmm. Where, like, on Mondays, I try to cover, like, just give motivation. After the weekend, it's like, okay, time to get back into it. Mm-hmm. Now, here's some motivation for you if you're planning, or if you're married, or if you're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's just my thought process. It's nothing. It's not from a formal education. Mm-hmm. It's just what I've learned in my life and decided I would share it with someone. So it's very transparent.
Really, yeah, I think that's always important. That's actually one of the reasons why I started this show, because when you know, especially when you talk to people who don't want to see a therapist or they don't want to see a marriage counselor, there's still a lot mm-hmm. of people who are against these kinds of things. Not that I agree with it, but they are willing to listen to a community of individuals who have who are open about discussing what they've been through and how they overcame it and what they're
right.
doing. So I'm in complete agreement with what you're saying. I think it's wonderful because there's an audience for it. Those, you know, who can at least be there and kind of be incognito. You know, people
right,
who listen
right.
to
because sometimes I'll see someone liked it, or mm-hmm. you know, even if they don't, if they just mm-hmm. read it and they're encouraged from it, then
yeah.
it served its purpose. I don't need any applause from it. You know, no shout outs, just if
right.
you can read it and take something from it and go home and not argue that night. Or, you know, or decide, you know, I think I will go ahead and fix some dinner. Mm-hmm. If it makes you a better you, mm-hmm. then I'm cool. That's great.
And you
That's
do the
great.
Same thing for, like, married. You said you give out kind of like marriage tips, things that you've just kind of learned through your life.
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay,
I
now you know you and realize you and your husband are going to have to be on the show at some point.
Oh, girl.
I'm
going to have to work on him.
We'll talk about it because, you know, I don't know.
I have to work
like
on him. Right, I would have to work on him.
Okay,
I have to clean up his language a little bit.
Oh.
I think I told you about my husband. Yeah, he uses colorful language. And I have to remind him, like, okay,
that's a
honey.
Good description. Description, colorful.
Yes.
Okay, so great. So you have the tips, you have the boudoir sessions where they take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the pictures they actually keep and they give to their husbands, or they keep for themselves, I think.
Yeah, that's what they do. They either give it to their husbands or keep it for themselves. So whatever they choose to do with them.
Mm-hmm. And
so from that
okay.
session, they got like 5 different pictures.
Wonderful. And so we've got your website, which I will be posting on Facebook today, and a few different things on the blog. I think you and I worked together on, you sent me something for the blog, and that was great. We have to work together again on something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes, I know. That was fun. That was
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
I do like to write.
Mm-hmm.
I do like to write. You know, I have a lot of things that go on in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's good to have an outlet.
Yes, it is.
And hopefully it's beneficial to someone.
Yes.
Hopefully.
And
now, did you ask me another question about giving out tips? I do have 2 things that I did not share with you. Actually, 3 things.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I know. I didn't share it. I'm sorry. I have this thing that's called, so you're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for the bride that pretty much just can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's oftentimes they're having like out of state.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I did was, she was in Utah. She was a DIY bride. She did everything. She just needed to run things past me, like, you know, is this proper etiquette?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you think, well, I look tacky if I do this? Can you look at this photographer's website? You know, just gave like, you know, input.
An opinion.
She went to Utah. Yep. She went to Utah. She got married, and it was beautiful. So that's a service that I do offer for people that if they're getting married in a different state and they can't afford to have a planner come there.
Mm-hmm.
You do all the planning here. You make your connections, you know, with the vendors that are out of state,
mm-hmm.
and then you virtually, you know, you see it through that way.
And that service is listed on your website?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And the other two things are new.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an e-book.
You don't choke me.
I'm still writing it.
Okay.
I'm still writing it, but it is it's called Simply Peace. And there's two of them, and one is.
I'm shocked, y'all. I am holding out.
I was holding out. It's called Simply Peace. Both of them are Simply Peace, and one is a simple planning guide to peaceful weddings and events. Hmm. And then the other one is creating and maintaining your personal peace in a world of social media.
Oh, that ought to be a good one. Is this for brides or for fellow professionals?
The one for planning weddings and peaceful wedding and events, those are for brides. That's for brides. But the other one, creating and maintaining your personal peace, that's for anybody.
Okay. Well, then you definitely, when it's done, you have to let me know so I can, you know, post it up.
I will definitely let you know. Yeah, those are my two babies. I've been keeping journals, you know, for a while, and I thought, you know, some of this stuff is actually pretty good.
Oh, you know what? You're good. You and I are going to talk because you know you can contribute some of that to the magazine. I can put you in as a contributor.
Ah,
we'll give
okay.
You your own column, you know, Simply Perfect Peace by Shay.
Yay! Yes. I mean, I really, really do love what I do. I do believe that peace is created and then it has to be maintained. And I also believe that if peace is within me, It is passed on to those that I encounter, be it a bride, you know, somebody at the gas station. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer that peace that's within me can be passed on to others.
I'm so glad. I'm so sorry that we didn't get a chance to really get deeper into the attitudes of the planner and how they affect the whole wedding planning process. We can get into that another time, I'm sure, but we didn't get deeper into that with you saying that. And for everybody listening, I will be posting her Facebook page, which I already have, but I'll post it again. You can also find her here on Facebook at Simply Perfect Peace. What is it? Tell me.
Simply Perfect Peace Events.
Yes, on Facebook. So we've got the website, we've got the blog, we've got the Facebook page, and now, of course, she's writing an ebook. So we will provide all that information for you guys so that you can follow her and ask her any questions. And if you're in Chicago, you know where to find her. Definitely go to her page, follow her page, like her page, so that you know about any upcoming events that she's going to have, especially with the boudoir sessions or the books. Now, was that just like a book club, or is it just something that you kind of just posted and invited people to come to?
Yeah, I just posted and invited. That's it.
Nice. Well, we want to thank you, Shay, for being on. I'm so happy our show is actually done. You know we went over the hour. I told you we always do.
I see. Sorry.
No, I'm not. That's what happens because clearly it's nice to get on and just chat and without being or feeling, you know, so rushed. It's great.
I agree.
Comfortable just to talk. The listeners love it. And then, of course, they can go back and listen to it again. If you want to hear the show again, it is in the archives of blogtalkradio.com/bridaltribe. You can find this and many other shows on there. And, of course, you can find me on Facebook at Bridal Tribe, our fan page. And, again, I just want to announce that we did launch our wedding magazine today, which is full of love. Yay! Love, beauty, fun, weddings, and marriage. We cover the whole thing. So there's something in there for everyone. And I invite you to our page, bridaltribe.com, our website, to go ahead to purchase it and just to check out our website. So we're going to go ahead and say goodnight. Please, we'll see you again. And we'll talk to you again every Wedding Wednesday here at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are dedicated to love. Good night, everybody.
Good night.